whole chapter in the Philippians, reading the seventh verse. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and the bond through Christ Jesus. I have a very powerful feeling within me that the Lord has a purpose. As I read this verse, I had a very different take for this until I arrived here tonight in Lakeland. And the Lord has brought this portion of His Word and that which surrounded has into my mind. The Lord alone knows I am not my own master, and I never desire in this holy, sacred work of the ministry of God's word. There are some glorious things in this epistle. But you must remember this and consider this. The Apostle Paul was in prison when he wrote this epistle to the Philippians. He was in prison because he preached Christ. remember old times in my early days, and I was godly one, and used to sit down and tell them and relate to them.
Request be made known unto God.
Little children, my heart, and I know it in yours, and in perfect hope of the glorious resurrection. May the Lord write his word on your heart, young and old. Be careful for that. I know what it is to be there again with anything. I know the strain of that. I know it many more times. But because of God doing it, there's a word, a very blessed, gracious word of exhortation. But in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. There is an experience. Don't come here in your early days. Well, there may be exceptional cases, but the general rule is you don't come here in the days of your youth or early days, whenever God dealt with your soul. I repeat, there may be exceptional cases, but as a rule, you come down into this path often in the path of sickness, in the path of tribulation, and the Lord brings his dear people, and he brings them to that place which Peter speaks of, where the precious word casting all your care upon him. For he cares for you. And in this case, God, he said on thee thy care. Hear me not if I am not. I will all thy burdens bear. I will all thy needs supply. Only when the way is rough and the callous flesh would suffer, let thy promise and thy love cheer and animate my heart. But in everything by prayer, notice the word, in everything. No matter where you are, my friends and I, whatever you may be in, may the Lord write this word of your heart. In everything, by prayer, not only prayer, supplication, come where gates were drawn, I will not let thee go except thou let me. And the Lord bless thee there. Supplication. You cannot leave God's throne under. You have an urgent and you have a pressing coming. Mingled with it, thanksgiving. Something very blessed is you. Prayer is asking God. he was the Lamb. Now this is in this chapter. And I remember this verse. The 19th verse, I remember that the hazard preaching and to chapel and these words. And God brought these words that hard right into my heart. What no man's word is the word of God. My God shall supply all your needs. All your needs. Everything. All your needs. Nothing left in. Yeah. Thank you. handy, if you have your lonesomeness, your tribalness, you'll go before God again and again for another fat, rich, less into your time. Well, Jesus, my friend, when he hung on the tree, you say to me, what I want,